Now it came about when Isaac was old and his eyes were too dim to see, that he called his older son Esau and said to him, "My son." And he said to him, "Here I am." Then Isaac said, "Behold, now I am old, and I do not know the day of my death. Now then, please take your gear, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me. And prepare a delicious meal for me, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, so that my soul may bless you before I die. Now Rebecca was listening while Isaac spoke to his son Esau. So when Esau went to the field to hunt for game to bring home, Rebecca said to her son Jacob, 'Behold, I heard your father speak to your brother Esau, saying, "Bring me some game and prepare a delicious meal for me, so that I may eat and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death." So now, as he loves, and you shall bring it to your father that he may eat, so that he may bless you before his death." But Jacob said to his mother Rebekah, "Behold, my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will touch me, then I will be like a deceiver in his sight, and I will bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing."
But his mother said to him, "Your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get the goats for me." So he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made a delicious meal such as his father loved. Then Rebecca took the best garments of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on her younger son Jacob. And she put the skins of the young goats on his hands, and on the smooth part of his neck. She also gave the delicious meal and the bread which she had made to her son Jacob. said, bring it to me, and I will eat of my son's game, that I may bless you. And he brought it to him, and he ate. He also brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, please come close and kiss me, my son. So he came close and kissed him, and when he smelled the smell of his garments, he blessed him and said, see the smell of my son. It's like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Now may God give you all the dew of heaven. Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had hardly gone out from the presence of his father Isaac, that his brother Esau came in from his hunting. Then he also made a delicious meal and brought it to his father. That I ate from all of it before you came and blessed him, yes, and he shall be blessed.
Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has betrayed me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, have you not reserved a blessing for me? But Isaac replied to Esau, behold, I have made him your master, and I have given to him all his relatives as servants, and with grain and new wine I have sustained him. What then can I do for you, my son? Esau said to his father, do you have only one blessing, my father? Bless me as well, my father. So Esau raised his voice and wept. Then his father Isaac answered and said to him, behold, away from the fertility of the earth shall be your dwelling, and away from the dew of heaven from above. And by your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. But it shall come about when you become restless, that you will break his yoke from your neck. To Rebecca, she sent word and called her younger son Jacob and said to him, behold, your brother Esau is consoling himself concerning you by planning. Why should I lose you both in one day? And Rebecca said to Isaac, I'm tired of living because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth, like these from the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me?